replaced Jensen on the roster?
Not yet.
Was he not working out, or
probably more of that. More that didn't play as well as we thought he should have played, so maybe we can do something about that.
Why wasn't
They are down at the in New York at the hospital. He's had a little nagging problem all along, so he's down there being checked out. Excuse me?
They are down at the hospital?
Well, he's down there. But
is anyone else down there?
Not right now. They were down and left.
Who was down and left?
I don't know. I'd have to check. He was down there. Sean Rogers was down there. I think that's it.
Sean Rogers?
Not that I know of yet. Getting better. He's working hard. He's played a lot of snaps in the game, which was good for him. And you know, he's as I said the other day, he's smart, and he's physical. He's picking it up well. So I think he's advancing, getting better. See the play he made on the. That's all he needs. Make a couple goals. That was a nice play. The interception was a nice play. Well done. His teammates will look at that. Not as much heat will be sent his way. They still kid about it. What's that?
He's stronger this year?
Right?
Yeah.
He's a strong kid. He's a big kid. Strong corner. Nice size corner.
You any closer on Nick?
We're getting there. He seems to, he is. He wants to go, and I think he's talking. He's doing well enough in the in his drills that it'll be soon.
Thank you, Lee.
I'm worried about us. I'm worried about our team. I don't know what's going on. Really, I'm trying to keep track of a couple of people in our division, but otherwise we're trying to think about our team.
Build the bridge?
Build the bridge.
Is that your message?
That was my little group. It took a while to get to that one, but we got there. I understand I had to explain it. A lot of you guys didn't get it. that's a problem. Serbia, I know, didn't get it.
Did the players understand it?
After I spent an hour with them, yeah. No, they got it.
I mean, you all the stuff, you got to turn the page and everything, but obviously you want to extract a lot of the good, and that's the whole message, right?
Six games, played pretty well. New season, can we bring these six over? Leave the first 14 back where they were, with the exception of a few, and let's bring the good things forward. It's like when I showed them the list of worst to best, and then talked about the playoffs. 25 points a game, 14 points a game, one turnover, those kind of things. Let's bring all of that good stuff with us. Let's just kind of eliminate the other stuff.
Competitiveness
of the game. Yep. That's exactly what it is. And by the way, decades? Come on.
Okay.
Four is closer.
To continue with the bridge analogy, how important was that game last December in kind of building a bridge to the postseason for you guys?
Very. I may not have the wherewithal to explain it completely, but I mean, you got to win. You got to win to set up the next week. So we won that one, and then we had to win to get in the playoffs. So we won that one, and that's the way it goes. Without the Jet game, without the fire that emerged from that game, there would have been no opportunity for all those other good things to happen.
Tom, what are your impressions of Kevin?
Are you the impression guy today?
How about that? What are your thoughts?
Kevin Booth is solid, solid, solid football player. Smart, totally reliable, you know, takes what he has and gets the most out of it. You can play him in a lot of different positions, and he, you know, I told the story. I'll tell it again if you need it. We show up to play Green Bay. All they are is, you know, undefeated, and we lose the center. And I said to him, you know, half an hour before the game, you're going to play center today, okay? And Petrus, who wasn't even thinking he was going to dress, you're going to be the guard, the left guard, okay? Off they went. So that's what I'm talking about. He's a real pro. Tough, smart, you know.
Tom, I know you don't have a Wildcat package in your offense. Obviously, Rex Ryan does with the Jets. Do you understand why somebody would want to use that type of unique package in the draft?
Can I understand it?
Yeah.
Sure.
But
I can understand.
Why could you see somebody doing that?
It's different. It's different. It forces you to defend something else. It forces you to prepare for something. Perhaps they would use it or they wouldn't use it. So it's just another tool. You know, it's another. And I mean, you have Tony Sperano there, and Tony in Miami was very good with it. So no matter if they just put in what they did in Miami, it's very effective. And there it was the runners, and here it's expected that it'll be, you know, Tim Tebow. So I can understand that, sure.
Michael Cohen's injury?
Little tweak of the hand, hopefully not much.
The ball, he was back for a couple
of
days. He's,
we're scratching our head on that one, you know. I just keep looking at time going by. It's not a very good subject. Thank goodness. He's starting to come along. He's starting to get it a little bit. It's been a long haul. He's the guy that missed the whole spring, you know, with the academic thing. Graduation was late, so he couldn't come. So he's really just scratching the surface.
Tom, last season when we talked about Justin Tuck, like, remember you had kind of had that kind of frank discussion with him and sort of pulled him back and he's just thrown up. How have you seen him approaching things since camp? Has he seen?
He's been focused, Jerry. Yeah, he's,
more so than in the past? Like, how would you even compare to maybe?
I think what his attitude and the way he performed and his focus and his concentration as it appeared in the six-game run, I think he's carried that over to training camp. He's done a good job. He's one of the pillars, yeah. If that's what you call it.
Anything else?
Thank you.